at the Farm Progress Show here, 2013, Decatur, Illinois. I'm visiting with Don Torti. And Don, let's just get a preview of the show this year.
You know, the show is really coming together terrific. It's the day before the show. We have more exhibitors than we've ever had. We have an annex that we've built on. You know, the preparation for this is outstanding. Exhibitors every year kind of raise the bar, and this year is no exception.
It looks like we're going to have some gorgeous weather, maybe a little warm, but that's certainly not unusual at all for the show. So, you know, weather always plays a key factor out here.
Right. You know, I'm a big fan of I would take warm over wet, and we continue to have a great string of nice warm weather here in Decatur. And, you know, there's lots of refreshment stands throughout, you know, opportunities to stay hydrated, and should be no reason to keep people away. In fact, it should be a great reason to come to the show.
Well, when you look at the fact that we've got more exhibitors, I mean, that just means you need to spend longer here at the show in order to see it all. How about from the standpoint of what you've seen out on the lot so far? What are anything that's kind of stood out for you that, you know, it's like, oh, wow, that's really a standout or something?
Well, you know, as with any Farm Progress Show, it's where they unveil the latest technology. And this year is no exception. I think every major manufacturer has new technology out here. It's one of the largest product launches in Case IH's history. You're going to see some new stuff on the deer lot with tracks. Every major manufacturer has stuff like that. Of course, new crop technology is going to be unveiled here as well. There's a particular corn head that was going to run here. Now it's going to run out at Husker Harvest Days, but it doesn't require rows. So you can go around a pond or something like that, and it grabs your corn and brings it in. So there's always the latest and coolest technology here at the Farm Progress Show.
Now, besides the equipment and stuff that's out here on display, there is some entertainment that goes on here.
There's always lots of it. You know, there's different things that you can do. Anything from a horse whisperer, which you'd find on the Morton lot. You know, there's a band and some entertainment up in the Rural Life Tent. Farm Credit always has a band several times a day. So, yeah, there's the opportunity, especially if it's warm. You might want to sit down for a little bit and relax. But it's going to be a fun-filled day because, as you said earlier, we have expanded the grounds. We have an annex out there. There's 70-some new exhibitors that otherwise would not be in here. Plus, we've added a 12th Street. So you are going to have a full day here at the Farm Progress Show.
So do you envision a day when you have to say, oh, that they're over on 101st Street?
You know, it's continued to grow. When we built this facility 10 years ago, it was the largest. It was more than adequate to accommodate the largest Farm Progress Show in modern history. And we've added on the last every show since we've been here. So it's a great time in agriculture. Companies continue to invest in this, and for the reason is it's a great place to come to see this new technology.
I think I saw on the website that if you're into racing, especially maybe of the NASCAR variety, we're going to have a pretty well-known name, Kenny Wallace, out here.
Exactly. The brand car will be here, so you can go and have the opportunity to have your picture taken by it, and then we'll email it to you.
So you just never know what you're going to run into or see when you're out at Farm Progress.
That's right. Just be prepared for anything, and be prepared for a great time. I mean, it's a great time. It's an educational time. You know, more than anything, it's a business show, and it's a great opportunity to learn more about how can you improve your farming operation.
Well, we got to mention National Agri-Marketing Association because I know the Heartland chapter is going to host a reception here Tuesday, 3:30 to 5:30 p.m., and that's going to be at 6th, and it's the exhibitor.
Yeah, 6th and East.
So, yeah, if you're involved in agri-marketing, stop by and see us and visit. I'll be on the board. I think I'm expected to be there or something. So, looking forward to that. Well, thank you, Don, giving us a preview of this year's show. We're going to be out and about over the next several days, looking for some great weather and great fellowship and learning lots about what's new in the world of agribusiness. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.